The 15th day of the blessed month of Beremhat, the departure of Saint Sarah the Nun. On this day, Saint Sarah the Nun departed. This saint was born in Upper Egypt to wealthy Christian parents. They had no other children, and they raised her with a Christian upbringing. They taught her reading, the Holy Bible, and the biography and sayings of the fathers, the monks. She was influenced by their lives and desired the monastic life. She went to one of the convents of Upper Egypt and dwelt there for many years as a novice, and then she put on the monastic garments. She persevered in fighting the devils for 13 years until Satan was weary of her steadfastness and purity. And then Satan tried to overcome her by the sin of pride. He appeared to her in the form of an angel while she was standing and praying. And he said to her, "Blessed are you, for you have overcome Satan." And she replied, "I am a weak nun, and I am not able to conquer him except by the power of my Lord Jesus Christ." And Satan immediately disappeared. This saint had many useful sayings that she used to say to the nuns. One of her sayings was, "I never set my foot upon the step of the ladder, and I never go up to the next step without thinking that I may die before I raise my leg to step to the next step, that the enemy might not entice me with the hope of a long life." And she also said, "It is better for a man to show mercy, even to satisfy men, for the time will come when it will be done to satisfy God." Saint Sarah also had many other sayings written in the famous book, Paradise of the Fathers. This saint dwelled in a cave on the banks of the river for a long period of time, fighting a great fight, and no one saw her except when she went to partake of the holy mysteries of communion. When she completed her strife, she departed in peace to the eternal bliss when she was 80 years old. May the prayers of the great and holy Saint Sarah be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day, the great Saint Helius of Annas was martyred. This holy father grew up in the village near Annas, also known as Anatia. He worked as a farmer in the orchards of Prince Clicanios, the heathen governor of Annas. Helios was a devout young man who loved God, and he had an uncle whose name was Abba Jacob, a hermit dwelling in the desert near Annas. Helios went to him often to learn from him worship and asceticism, and his uncle commended him to keep himself pure, saying, "Purity and chastity make us resemble the spiritual angels." Helios grew in godliness, and the fear of God filled his heart. And he was trustworthy in all of his master's possessions, in his field and his house, as Joseph was in the house of Potiphar. The prince and his family loved Helios, and he used to bring the fruits to the house of the prince. And so the daughter of the prince became affectionately attracted to him. She pursued him to make Helios fall with her into sin. When he realized that, he took the fruits of the orchard to the house and left in a hurry as someone fleeing from a fire. He went often and complained to his uncle Jacob, who strongly warned Helios from listening or looking at the young lady. But when she continued to intensely pursue Helios, he went and castrated himself, according to his naive thinking, to take away any hope of her falling into sin with him. But because of what he had done, he became seriously ill. When the girl knew that, she became angry and complained to her father, saying, "Helios is a Christian and tried to force himself on me." And so her father, the prince, became enraged. He brought Helios and admonished him, but Helios proved his innocence, and the prince asked him to offer a sacrifice to the idols so as to pardon him, but the saint strongly refused. The prince started tormenting him with severe tortures, but the Lord kept saving him. Finally, the prince ordered that Helios be beheaded, and Helios rejoiced and said, "This is the hour that I was seeking," and he asked the soldiers to wait so he could pray. While he was praying, the angel of the Lord appeared to him, saying, "The Lord has accepted your petition, and here is Julius of Akphas, who is nearby you, writing your biography. He will shroud your body and will take it to your uncle, and your uncle will keep it until the day the Lord wills to reveal it, and the Lord will manifest many signs and wonders from your body." Afterwards, Helios extended his neck to the soldiers, who cut his neck, and then he received the crown of martyrdom, and the sayings of the angel were fulfilled. A church was built in Anasia. His body was relocated to it, and this church remained in existence until the beginning of the 13th century, but was destroyed later. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.